Maggie knew it the moment she looked, though she had never seen Death before. He looked like a doll, not a child. She got up and went out to the boys, sitting hunched in an uneasy vigil around the kitchen fire, with Mrs. Smith on a hard chair nearby, keeping an eye on the tiny twins, whose cot had been moved into the kitchen for warmth.
"Hal just died," said Maggie.
Stuart looked up from a distant reverie.
"It's better so," he said.
"Think of the peace."
He got to his feet as Fee came out of the hallway and went to her without touching her.
"Mum, you must be tired. Come and lie down. I'll light a fire for you in your room. Come on now, lie down."
Fee turned and followed him without a word. Bob got up and went out onto the veranda. The rest of the boys sat shuffling for a while and then joined him. Patty hadn't appeared at all. Without a word, Mrs. Smith took the perambulator from its corner of the veranda and carefully put the sleeping Jims and Patsy into it. She looked across at Maggie, tears running down her face.
"Maggie, I'm going back to the big house, and I'm taking Jims and Patsy with me. I'll be back in the morning, but it's best if the baby stay with Minnie and Cat and me for a while. Tell your mother."
Maggie sat down on a vacant chair and folded her hands in her lap.
Oh, he was hers, and he was dead.
Little Hal, whom she had cared for and loved and mothered. The space in her mind he had occupied was not yet empty. She could still feel the warm weight of him against her chest. It was terrible to know the weight would never rest there again, where she had felt it for 4 long years.
No, not a thing to cry over.
Tears were for Agnes, for wounds in the fragile sheath of self-esteem and the childhood she had left behind forever. This was a burden she would have to carry until the end of her days, and continue in spite of it. The will to survive is very strong in some, not so strong in others. In Maggie it was as refined and tensile as a steel hawser. Just so did Father Rafe find her when he came in with the doctor. She pointed silently to the hallway, but made no effort to follow them, and it was a long time before the priest could finally do what he had wanted to do since Mary Carson phoned the presbytery. Go to Maggie, be with her, give the poor little female outsider